long time. When the house I was born in, partly raised, had wood shutters for windows.
Is that on the outside?
Yeah, that's all the window you had. You opened it back, it was open to the world. No screens, and no glass to look through, and nothing shut that door, I mean that window. Dark but the house.
Didn't have any kind of cloth or anything over the window?
No. You didn't want nobody to see in there, just reach outside and pull that window to and fasten it. You had them blocked.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
What would you call those things nowadays that you, those cloth things over the window that keep out the light?
Well, they call them, some of them they call them, got window shades, and some of them they call drapes. And
is that the same thing as these things you can get, you know, on rollers and you can pull them down?
Well, that's blinds. That's window shades.
Yeah, but blinds too, you know. You
blinds open and shut.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Some old wooden shutters.
Kind of slatted thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I had them in my house once. Them blinds, you know, when you pull the cord, and shut them and open them up.
Oh, you're talking about them old Venetian blinds.
Yeah. Can you remember what people called all that stuff that we've been talking about, like dressers and chairs and couches? They say they got a house full of different kinds of...
No, nothing, only just call it by name, whatever piece they're talking about.
Or call it just furniture?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call it, instead of furniture, house fixings or plunder? Or?
I've heard it called plunder, and that's what a lot of it is. Junk and what have you.
Would you say that plunder is kind of an old word, old-fashioned?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But nowadays people would just say...
House full of furniture, I imagine what they'd say now. Well, I know it is.
Yeah. Don't go down to the plunder store to buy a chair. Was there, in that house up yonder, was there a place right underneath the roof where you might use for storing things or something like that?
Uh-huh. No storage.
Had anything like that in that house?
Well, no. Well, there's a... Up there, they got a hole. You got a hole cut in there, and they call it up in the attic. That's all it is.
Can you get up in there?
Oh, yeah. You can get up in there. Got a ladder built where you can go on up in there. Anything was to happen, up there, electric. Go to trouble or anything like that. Raise a little lid back and scoot that on in there.
That's where you have the wiring and all
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you don't use it for storage?
No, huh? No storage.
You know, way back, was there ever just a place in the house, maybe a room or something, that people just used for storing things in?
Mm-mm, not that I know of. They used it all. They didn't have much to store back then, way back then.
Okay. Didn't have something like a storage room or
anything? No, uh-uh. But there didn't too many of them have anything except in the chairs and the beds they slept on and the quilt they covered with and all such as that. And they kept them quilts when they weren't in use in a big trunk.
I imagine those things keep you pretty warm, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can turn over under them.
Just pile them on, huh?
Yeah, God, pile them on, let them. I've slept under 5 or 6 of them at one time.
It's been mighty cold.
It was. They felt good though to get out on an old open truck and ride these nights, and everything was froze, no windshield, no heat, and no nothing on it.